Honestly, it was tough for me because I had a chance to play for my home team. Man, what's a romantic comedy, man? A few of my friends kind of make mistakes. I just feel like it grew me up.
Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano, and we're in the new studio today. I'm so excited. We're here with an amazing, amazing human. This is somebody for sure you've seen on TV playing ball. He is from Michigan. I'm going to introduce him. I'm going to say his name beautifully correctly this time. He's an NBA player. Monte, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Cool. I'm amazing. I'm so happy to have you here. I know you're in town for a Lakers game tomorrow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honored to be on the show. I'm excited to, you know, put positive energy out and, you know, give hope to the youth and just people out there.
For sure. I'm so excited because I know you're somebody who, you know, you're like so many layers to you, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many layers. And what's beautiful about this show in particular is that we get to see those layers, like get to see that side because you're a star to the world. Like, mm-hmm. I want to hear your story though. So where did you grew up in Michigan? You came from Michigan. Like, how did you get out of that place? 70,000 people, you said.
Yeah. Just sort of trying to surround myself with, you know, good friends. You met some, you know, today, but also just listening to my mom, I think I had a good upbringing as far as just staying focused. And I was fortunate to see a few of my friends kind of make mistakes because I was a lot younger than them. And I just tried to stay focused, stay tunnel vision, stay in school. And I was able to, you know, get a scholarship and go from there. So it was big time.
Did you know that you wanted to play ball? Was that like always in your heart?
Yeah, I grew up around it because my mom played, so I will always be around her basketball practices growing up and things like that. So basketball kind of found me. I played football, but I wasn't that good in the football, so I stayed away from it. But my mom, she never really forced me to play ball. She was just like, whatever lane you go for, she ain't gonna force it on me. So basketball kind of just took over.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that your mom is like your rock. Is that the tattoo?
Yeah.
I saw in your arm. I was like, wow, she's beautiful. I love that. It's so nice when a man has that relationship with his mother. I think it says a lot about a man, period. Like, if you get on with your mom and you love her and you worship her like a queen, that's how you're going to treat your woman.
For sure.
Like, it's beautiful to see like that kind of love and respect that you have. So, and I love that she's like guided you and, you know, you've ended up being an amazing NBA player. So what's really fascinating for me is that you changed team this year. You missed 43 games. Mm-hmm. How did you go through that from that injury to come out the other side where you are now? Like, you've come out of the ashes like a phoenix. Like, you're this big star now. How did you come out of it?
Honestly, it was tough for me because I had a chance to play for my home team, Detroit Pistons. Being from Michigan and growing up watching the Bad Boys and Chauncey Billups and those guys, I had opportunity to put on that jersey and everybody from my hometown was excited. But I had ended up getting hurt right before the season. A quad injury that set me back, and I didn't make my debut until this year, January 17th, I believe. So it was tough. I mean, it was times where I contemplating just like taking the whole year off. Just like my mental was just, I was so down because I had so many goals I wanted to go for this season and things like that. But I just kept praying. I just kept putting God first and just know he never made mistakes and just kept my circle tight. And they pushed me. You know, a lot of my friends would send me positive messages just to keep me going because I couldn't run for about a month and a half. So just sitting around, just not doing nothing and just watching the games go by, losing, and you like, I could help, but you can't do much. So, like I said, God, I was praying a lot, and He blessed me with this new opportunity, you know, to be number one in the West now.
Wow.
Minnesota. So, yeah, all my praises go to, you know, God.
I love that. Did you, when you were going through that, because it's interesting you speak about, like, your mental, mm-hmm. and that's something that obviously, like, I, you know, I coach people on this exact topic and things. How did you pull yourself out of it? Like, when you had those dark days, I know you said you prayed, mm-hmm. but did you visualize yourself back? Were you doing anything in your subconscious mind that maybe you didn't even know you were doing?
That's a good question. I would really just watch old highlights of me myself just to remind myself.
There. Yeah, that's it. It was like a mental rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Just to remind myself, like, you still that guy. You still can play.
Wow.
But, you know, it's kind of tough, you know, being playing this sport for so long, and now you watching it from a different seat. I think that was my toughest thing, but just reminding myself that you still good, just stay with the process.
Stay with it.
Yeah.
I love that. You stay with the process. Mm-hmm. And then do you feel like, you know, well, that's great advice actually for somebody else who's going through somebody. And it may not just be in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going through something in their life right now. And like, how did they pull themselves out in your eyes?
Yeah. I mean, I would just say, like I said, just stay with it. You know, you can change the fate of your life literally in 10 to 15 seconds, like for good or bad.
Yes.
So I just try to stay with it and just knew, you know, it can't storm forever. One of my vets, Isaiah Thomas, he will always tell me, like, stay with a young fella. It'll never storm every day of the month. You know, the sun got to come out eventually.
Yes.
So that's what I kind of tilt my hat on.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Well, you know, you just said it so perfectly. You can change your life in like 10 to 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, we're the director of our movie. We choose our character. We write our script. We literally decide if you don't like the version of you that you are, you have an injury, you're going through something, mm-hmm. just rewrite your story.
Yeah.
I healed. God healed me. I feel amazing. Like, my life changed. It turned around. I started doing the things I wanted to do. Joy was in my life all of a sudden. Like, all of these things. We just redesign who we are.
Yeah.
And it literally recreates us. And you did that.
Yeah.
You're like an emulation of that. You decided, I'm going to change my life. And that is the law of attraction.
Yeah.
You know, we attract what we are. We attract what we think about. The like attracts like. Have you seen the movie The Secret?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, I have to send it to you. It's so good. It's exactly the law of attraction, which says like attracts like. So the way we think attracts more of that stuff. So if we think negatively, we then attract more negative things because you could have stayed down.
Yeah.
You could still be there right now. You may not have switched teams.
Yeah.
You might not be the number one where you are right now. Mm-hmm. You may have stayed in that rut. Somebody else did.
Yeah.
And you came out,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that really is like testament to you. And without knowing it, you're applying the law of attraction, you know?
Definitely.
And that's just like having faith in God. Did you always grow up with faith? Is that like?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. I just always trusted my faith. And I just knew if I kept my faith, my dream, which was being a professional, you know, basketball player, would come true. So I definitely walk by faith.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I feel like walking with faith is the only way. There is no other way.
Yeah.
You know, just knowing like somebody greater cares, like something greater is there for us all the time. And that we are like never going to be let down by that. Mm-hmm. You know, the times to have most faith is when you're in good times, actually, because everybody, you watch them fall to their knees in a bad time, right?
Definitely.
People who don't even believe, non-believers, atheists, suddenly like they something terrible happens, mm-hmm. you know, and boom, they're on their knees.
Yeah.
Please God, help me out of it. Whoa, I've never even heard you pray.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. But that's okay. They find God that way. Maybe God needed that to happen to them. Do you believe in things happening to us for a reason?
Yeah, I'm big on that.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm huge on that. Always say, you know, God don't make mistakes for one, but everything does happen for a reason. I feel like for the good or the bad, like you might be doing good and then, you know, you might get a bump in the road that slow you up. Just see how you react and see how strong mentally.
Boom.
So I feel like he throws little, you know, things at you, but I feel like everything he throws you is part of your journey. That's what he ripped for you, so you'll be able to persevere through it. That's how,
100%. I feel like God will never give you anything. The universe will never give you anything you can't handle. Like, you can go through it. Like, I know the bad times in my life when I went through an illness, when I was, like, at rock bottom, emotionally, physically, financially, I was in debt, hundreds of thousands. Yeah. I was a single mom. I was so rock bottom, and I was like, how am I going to get out of here?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, there's no way out for me. How do I get out of this? But then you realize, well, hang on a minute. Why am I going through this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't grow from the good times. You grow from the hard times, right?
Yeah.
That's how you just grew. Yep. That's like, I bet you had your biggest spiritual awakening during that season in your life that you went mm-hmm. through.
Yeah, 100%. I can agree to that.
Do you feel like you've evolved as a human?
I feel like it definitely just shaped my mental. It took me to a space that I never been in or even had to get to. Because everything, I never really had an injury that had me out for this long. If anything, it's like one or two games.
Yes.
But this one definitely, I just feel like it grew me up.
Wow.
Just to be able to not take it for granted, you know, because sometimes I feel like we don't appreciate what we got because it's so natural. You just take it for what it is.
Totally so, agree.
So I feel like the situation I was in, just like, all right, let's get back to steak and potatoes. Like, let's just get back sharp and just, you know, build it back up from the ground up.
For sure. It's so interesting you say that because, you know, basically what we don't appreciate doesn't appreciate. Mm-hmm. What we appreciate appreciates. It's like when we appreciate what we have, and actually many of us, we just, it's so, we're like assumptive about it. We're like, oh, it's normal. Complacent is the word. Like every day, oh, yeah, it's normal that I have this. Actually, it's, we're so blessed that like we have these amazing careers. Yeah. You know, that we're able to shine and give light in the world to other people. Because through what we do, we help others, you know, and we like show them through being inspired by us, or, you know, with what you do, they get joy when they watch you guys play. And then like things like this, they get to be inspired through you.
Yeah, I feel like also what helped me get through it, I just knew like I'm probably going through this to help somebody else that's watching me. So I kind of took it because I would get a lot of love from fans. Like, can't wait to see you back on the court, or I'm going through this. I'm injured as well. So seeing you post your recovery and rehab, it helps me get through my day. So I started looking at it from that perspective. Like, you going through this, maybe getting somebody up in a world that look up to you. So I kind of just tried to play it that way too.
That's beautiful.
Just help my mental just not think so negative about it, you know?
That's amazing. I'm so amazed. Like, you're so positive and how you came through it. It speaks volumes about you because, like I said, you could still be there, but you knew you're doing it for the masses. You're doing this for the world. You're doing this like for a greater purpose. Mm-hmm. And like all those guys who are messaging you, like, oh my God, you're inspiring me. Like, that is another reason for you to, like, you know, get through it. What was another hard time you've been through in your life? Like, what was another trying time?
I would say when my grandma passed. I think that was, I was in college my sophomore year. She died a day after my birthday.
No.
Like 6 a.m. So.
No. Oh.
So that was a tough time for me because I would spend a lot of time over there. You know, my mom would work and stuff like that. So. She was just like my best friend, like, you know, backbone. So she hated when I played football. She always say, boy, it's too big for you out there. You shouldn't be playing and stuff like that. But when she passed, she had told me to stay in school probably like 2-3 days before she passed. Like, just get your degree, because I was contemplating coming out of school early to play in the NBA. And she was like, stay. And so that's why it was so hard when she passed, because I wanted her to see me with my degree and everything. So, but I stayed for her and got that done. So I think that was probably my toughest year. Just trying to accomplish that for her and just do the promise that I told her I would.
Wow. Yeah. So she's another, is that your mom's mom?
Yeah.
She's another inspiration to you. You have an amazing line of women behind you. For sure. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful to hear. I love that. Have you got brothers and sisters? No. Just you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it even more. You're like the baby one. Oh my God, I love that. It's so I'm the oldest of five.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm the oldest of five, but I have a son and he's such a mommy's boy.
Okay.
And like, he's like my world. He's seven. He's just like, he like the bloodline of moms, me, my mom. Like, I feel that. Like, it's so beautiful. You want to have kids one day? Can you imagine a life where you effortlessly magnetize your dreams to you? Financial success, the love of your life, the family of your dreams, and everything you've ever dreamed of at your fingertips. With my approach to manifesting, I have a practical method where you use the power of your creative words. It's called scripting. We write in the past tense in a certain way to attract all our desires to us. I've done this. I met my husband in 3 weeks doing this. I helped myself heal twice. I helped myself get rid of a rash on my body. I have helped myself to elevate myself and get myself out there to so many people. I've changed my bank account number. I've added 2 zeros onto it. I have created abundance like I could never dream of. The most beautiful homes around the world. And you can do this too, like so many of my clients are currently doing right now. The success stories speak for themselves. I want to show you how to do it. This is for somebody who is ready, though. Don't even bother coming unless you are ready to transform your life. If you feel like, oh, I'm on the fence, I don't know, none of this shit really works, then baby, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for you. This works for somebody who says, I'm ready. I'm ready to try something else. Try using the power of my words. I want to learn in a curriculum. I want to be in a group with other like-minded individuals, and I want to win. This is for entrepreneurs who are ready to go to the next level, or maybe get out of corporate America and go to the entrepreneurship world. If you're ready, come and join us inside the Scripting Society, and I'll see you there.
Yeah, I feel like everybody will want to have
I hope so.
Yeah, for sure. Just to see, you know, that's your joy. That's your
creation.
So I just feel like it'll be cool, definitely. But I would want, when I had kids, I would just want my kids to just be free and just like go where the wind take them. Like, I don't want them to just play basketball because I play the NBA. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people had kids and just be like, oh, I played this, so you playing this.
Mm.
And I feel like that's when the love kind of get taken out of it. When
interesting. You know, so. Well, you're right, because what if they want to do music?
For sure.
What if they want to just be somebody completely different?
For sure.
That's beautiful. I think everybody has their own path in life, and everybody has a choice, and we get that. And there's a lot of parents who like try and direct their kids, and then the kid doesn't want to do it, and then like you're later on like, well, why did you not follow your own journey? Like, I coach some people who are like, they're in corporate America and they want to get out so badly, but they were only in corporate, or they were a lawyer or a doctor because their family insisted on it.
Right.
And it's like, you want to do what makes your heart feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
Bull makes you feel alive, right?
Yeah.
That's your thing?
Yeah. I like, it's cool.
Do you have any other hobbies? Do you have any other things that you love to do?
Yeah, I love bowling. Like, bowling is like...
Are you good?
Yeah.
Yo, okay, we'll have to see who's gonna win, people.
Yeah, I'm nice. But bowling is like a bowling for me is like a...
You're really good, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah, but I went to school in Ames, Iowa, so it's not much to do. So So like the bowling alley was like 50 cent games.
Really?
During the summertime. So I was trash, and then I got good eventually. I would go over there and just practice.
Wow.
But that it kind of relieved stress for me, like just like a getaway. It's like driving to a lake and just like chilling, like listening to the water.
Yeah.
That's bowling for me. So, yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's
my little getaway. Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
You should build one in your house.
Yeah, I definitely should. Next contract.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Oh my God, that would be so fun. Okay, one day we have to have a game.
All right. That's good.
We'll see who wins, because actually I'm really good, but clearly when you just started like going into how much you played, I'm like, no. Like,
I'm probably a little rusty now. I ain't played in a minute. Yeah, I ain't played in a
minute. Oh my God, I love that you bowl. Okay, so you told me your star signs are Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really amazing. I love knowing about people's star signs. I ask everybody who comes on the show. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's certain signs when I'm like, that's really interesting. Like, I can see things about it. Like, I'm super intuitive anyway, but like, I can feel energies, particularly with like women who are signs, like, like I'd be like nervous of certain signs and shit. I used to be nervous of female Geminis, and now I'm not so scared, but like, guys, why? Be careful, because they have two sides. Like, not everybody, this is a sweeping statement, but if you're like, you're Gemini and your moon, my moon, like, I don't know if you know about any of this shit, but like, we have like a chart, right? So like, your sign is this, but what time you were born and like your moon and your sun and all these things is different. And so I do have a Gemini in mind, but that doesn't mean I'm a Gemini. It means I have like traits of it.
Okay.
But like, if I was a straight Gemini, like, men just like, oh my God, if you have the good aspect of it, which is the part I have, it's like passion.
Right.
So it's like that. But like, they have two sides. So like, now, I don't know. I don't want to like, kill all the Gemini women right now. Like, I'm sure there's like some beautiful Gemini women, but like, yo, for the ones that I've met at Gemini, like, I get scared sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, ah, what's the other side going to be? But like, oh my God. Anyway, that's a whole separate conversation. I get to go into it. Are you ever going to write a book?
Nah, I don't think I ever write a book. I do want to do a movie though about my life.
Oh, a biopic?
Yeah, I want
to
do that.
Yo, you have to do that.
Like, that'll be nice. I've been talking to my manager about it.
Nice.
Yeah, we gonna try to get it rolling.
Oh my God, amazing. Yeah. We can chat afterwards about it, because sure. I'll explain who I know who will be the perfect people for this for you.
We got another thing, sorry to cut you off. We just got a lot of footage too, like, so like, you can explain the story to people. People can see it. Like, we got raw, like, footage from, like, 2016 all the way to now. So, like,
and the injury phase.
Yeah, we got all that documented. So it'll be easy to kind of
put it together. Yo, watch this space, people. Like this. Yeah, oh, my God. They need more. Because on Netflix, it's a lot of music ones. There isn't really, sport ones, right? Like, I see them. I know exactly the person. Mm-hmm. You know already who I'm thinking to introduce them to. Yeah, I'm going to connect you afterwards to somebody who's going to help with this situation for you. I just feel it. I always know who to, like, introduce and connect. I just happen to know, like, the biggest producers and directors in the world. Okay. And, like, yeah. But anyway, side note, I don't know what made me think about that, but it made me think about maybe the book is relevant to the movie. Maybe you'll do a book with it or something.
I don't know. I'm more of a film guy, but...
Yeah. You love movies?
Yeah, I like movies.
What's your favorite movie?
All time?
Yeah. Okay, or give me your top three. Like, if I was going to go this weekend and I'm going to go and watch movies, what are the three that I should watch?
It depends the mood I'm in. Like, I don't know what type, like, what's your lane of, like...
Christmas films. So I honestly can watch Christmas movies all year round. I'm completely obsessed. I'm such a romantic. But no, if I was to watch a movie, one would be like The Heist or something. And then like the other end of the scale would be like a romantic comedy. Like something.
Romantic comedy.
Yeah. Like, I love romantic stuff. But I need to laugh. Like, I like Step Brothers.
What's romantic comedy, bro?
That's not a romantic comedy. That's about two Step Brothers.
Huh, what's a romantic comedy, bro?
Okay, give me a movie that you like. Like, it doesn't have to be a romantic comedy.
Movie that I like.
Yeah. Have you seen Lift? Lifted? Just came out.
I like Gone Girl. That's a good movie.
Oh, I like Gone Girl. Okay, good. Gone Girl, yes.
Fire.
So fire.
Let's see. Gone Girl, good. I don't want to give you sports movies.
You watch sports movies?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one.
I mean, Love and Basketball.
Oh, I love Love and Basketball. Okay, that was worth
love
it. That was worth
on
it.
Fire. and then we could go. I like the Taken movie. Yeah. God,
that was one of my favorites. That was fucking terrifying. Yeah, though.
I like that movie though.
Really? Oh, you like horror films?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
God, I don't. I'm like so scared.
Really? Movies,
I'm terrified by them. But that's part of the reason is because like I, before I go to bed, really program my subconscious mind with good stuff. Because I used to watch horror films and I dream about snakes.
Oh, okay.
And like shit like that. And like it's really scared.
It ain't been a lot of good horror movies made recently.
So I haven't really missed any.
The last one was like Thanksgiving, but that was horrible.
Oh, really?
It was in theaters for like 2 weeks and they got it out.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh my God, I can't believe you love horror films. I'm like totally scared of horror films. But before I go to bed, like I literally, I'll watch positive things. Like, when I watch the news, I'll like feed my mind. I'll get off Instagram an hour before. Like I'm super disciplined these days. I didn't used to be. I'm human. I still have a day where I'll be like, but I'll feed my mind with stuff which is like, I want to manifest it, right? Like things that I want to do. So I'll watch a movie that's super positive about whatever I want to manifest. Like I know, like, okay, this is going to help trigger my subconscious mind into believing it's possible for me, right? I say to people, if you want to find love, watch Christmas movies or watch love movies, because you're going to see couples in love and it's going to train your subconscious mind to believe that love is possible for you. Like all of a sudden you think, wow, I can find love too. So it's like how you know, what you ingest, not just like literally what we eat, but like what we listen to, like what podcasts we listen to. Like this podcast helps people to feel better about themselves, be more inspired. You know,
I'm yawning. My bad.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. You can totally yawn. You're on a different time zone as well,
man.
How do you like when you travel and like play games?
You just gotta adjust.
You just do it.
But I like playing out here because I feel like you get more sleep because time goes back a little bit.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when I go that way, I'm like, whoa, like I just lost 3 hours.
It's not cool.
Sure. Oh my God. Do you love LA?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's probably top 5 city in the NBA.
Yeah, I think so. For sure. And your team now is like doing good now.
Yeah, we're really good.
That's amazing. See? So that's really cool. Okay, I have to come and take a visit to like see the city and like understand. And like, I love to learn. Where's your favorite place to travel to in the world?
That I've been to. I like Manila. The Philippines was fun.
You went there? Is it amazing?
Yeah. We went to Japan last year for like a preseason game. It's cool. I've been to Abu Dhabi, Barcelona. London,
You like London?
Yeah, London's fire.
Yeah.
We was in Tate. You been doing Tate?
Yeah, of course. I've been for like 10 years. But
yeah, Ludacris is like in the studio, like.
In there, they have a studio in there. That's right. Yeah. Oh, it's always filled with somebody.
Yeah, I was out there for like a basketball camp, and then we went to this like ice cream thing, and this lady was like, "Oh my God, y'all sound like the people on Instagram," because I guess our accent like over there is like
they love
for
sure. Oh my God, Americans in the UK is like Brits here. I'm in like anywhere in America, people are like, "Whoa, you're British?" I'm like, "Yes." They love the accent. It's so funny. Okay, so if you had to tell your younger self some advice, like, what would it be? If you had to go back in time and your younger self was looking at you, what would it be?
Honestly, it would probably be just like, man. This is a tough one. I'm going to go body-wise because I never stretched when I was younger. None of that. I just would just eat McDonald's and just go and just.
How did this happen?
I feel it now.
Oh, that's really?
All
those McDonald's you feel?
It done added it. Just like eating bad and just like not taking care of your body, you know. So like younger self, I would just try to get on top of that earlier than I did, you know. And I feel like it definitely would have helped. So.
Oh my gosh, that's really good advice. No, I've never heard one actually about the body.
The body.
I'm really happy you did that. That's very unique. Like a different take on advice to yourself. Yeah. I look after myself. Like I don't drink alcohol. I never have. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. Like I look after myself and what I eat. Like I randomly, I had my first In-N-Out burger ever.
Yeah, like, In-N-Out fire.
I know, it's so good, isn't it? I sat in there, I was like, I get it. Oh my God, it was insane. But like, I look after what I eat. Like, I'm super healthy. Like, I love to do farm to table. Like, I love to cook. Like, I just went to the farmer's market today and I'll just take that vegetable stuff and cook it.
Okay.
Like, so fresh. Like, when I make pancakes for my son, my housekeeper comes in and like, she makes it. And I'm like, that doesn't taste right. I'm like, what did you do? She's like, oh, it's the one in the packet I bought. I'm like, I'm like, we do eggs, flour, milk, whisk, cook. Like, we actually put it together. I was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. But that's like how, you know, people aren't used to it. So taking care of yourself. I think having had a health challenge is the reason that I take care of myself. Like, I went through a time when I really didn't think I was going to get out. I was like, shit, this is so bad. It's because of food. I know that I've ended up with an autoimmune. That's like the reason.
Right.
And it's like, it was crazy. So it was really tough. And I think after that, it was my biggest wake up call. And since then, I'm like really careful on what I eat. I don't just go and eat mini eggs and burgers and like, you know.
For sure. It definitely, I mean, I switched my diet. Like, having a chef now is... That's definitely nice. Helped me. Like, I can tell the difference in like my energy.
Yeah.
And just like your mood. Like,
for sure.
You can feel it. So
what do you eat on a daily basis?
I eat like in the morning, I just had like some eggs, just no cheese, just eggs.
Yeah, same. And I put like salt and pepper on them.
Yeah. And then I just had like some fruit for lunch or something like that.
Wow.
Just like fruit, water, and then dinner, my chef probably come over like 6:30, 7. And it depends. He might do a lot of salmon and broccoli. And
that's my favorite salmon.
Yeah, so.
You have a similar diet to me. That's real. And I'm not an athlete.
Yeah.
But that's what I do, a really similar thing. Do you eat meat?
Yeah, sometimes. But I'm more like the salmon. I don't like steak unless it's like I got like a off day the next day. We might go to dinner. I might get a steak.
Got it. But if you don't like I save steak when I'm in like a really top steak restaurant because I just feel like they get it right. Yeah. Then I'll have Wagyu.
Yeah, Wagyu.
And that's it. Boom. Like, I just love it.
Yeah,
isn't it so good? Japanese, oh my God, you're making me hungry now. Good food is like the best. Okay, so my final question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to fast forward into the future, what does Earth look like to you? Like, how does it look?
Fast forward.
Like 300 years from now.
Oh, man. I would say...
Is it an apocalypse? Like, are we still around?
Nah. I don't think so. But I just feel like it's going to be, like, flying cars. It's going to be crazy. Like,
they're already coming out.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be at an Uber, like, just in the air. Like, I feel like it's going to be all digital. Like,
yes.
Everything digital.
Sure.
But I feel like it's going to mess up. Like, you see the stuff, the Apple thing. I got one of those. It's amazing. Like,
is it really?
Amazing.
Is it like the Oculus?
Yeah.
But it's even, better, really?
Yeah. Like, it's a feature on there. They got like Alicia Keys, like in a studio session like this.
No way.
You like sitting right here, like you in here. Like if you was somebody was just like in
you
the
literally
corner.
Feel.
Like you right there. She's singing to you, staring at you. Like, you could, it's crazy.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
Just like this, though. I'm like, yo, it's crazy. So, it's only going to get better and better. Yeah. So, I feel like the relationships and a lot of jobs and stuff going to not be there. Because I feel like everything going to be just digital and you ain't going to need to work and do stuff no more.
All going
to
be AI.
Yeah.
I think it's all going to be inside of virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a movie that's like that. Everything's a game. Mm-hmm. Everything's inside it. I still think we're in a simulation of some description.
Yeah, I think that's how the world's going to be, though. It's not going to be a lot of, no more cash. It's just everything just digital.
I know. I agree. It's going to be so
no
different.
Cards. Yeah, it's going to be. I'm here for it, though.
Yeah, I wish we could stay that long. How do we prolong our life? Do you do stuff to look after your, like, reversing your age? Are you into that stuff yet? Biohacking.
I'm not into it yet, but I heard about it.
You want to, like, you're the perfect age to, like, get into it.
For real?
Oh, my God. I could talk to you for hours on this. Literally, like, I'm obsessed with it. From peptides to supplements and things that we do to take care of our bodies to reverse our biological age. Like, I've reversed mine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm keeping on, like, on it, reversing it. So it's, like, taking out fast food, taking out so many things that, like, take you the other way and technically self-destruct your body. You're an athlete, so for you it'll be very easy to start biohacking because you just like do more of what you're doing and like lean into it, you know.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it after though. So It's so interesting. Well, look, thank you so much for coming. Sure. I could talk to you for hours, but I know. So you have coming up, what do you have coming up that people can?
Games. A couple months. Yeah, I mean, we got playoffs coming up. Tune in. We should be a 1 or 2 seed. Yeah, we're going to make a run for a championship. Tune in, Minnesota Timberwolves, number 23.
Yay! I love that. I'm going to put all of your tags below.
Okay.
So cool. You can follow Monte and you can see all his amazing things that he's doing. Sure. And yeah, it would be awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.